Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is Saturday, it's 9 o'clock, and you are tuned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is, 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. So we've got ourselves a beautiful Saturday morning. The Bengals went undefeated in their preseason, which I think is absolutely incredible. Of course, that's only preseason.
Yeah.
I think Burrow played maybe two snaps.
No, I think he played like two series.
Two series? Yeah. Good feelings going into football season. Reds made an amazing comeback the other day against New York, or against San Francisco on Wednesday.
Did you watch yesterday's game?
No, the Cubs against the Cubs.
Yeah, it was crazy.
They beat up the Cubs and then they almost lost.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. But anyway, so we got a great show today. With me, so I don't have to give him a shout out, but he's here today. So is one of my sponsors, Rick Barrick from All Western Mortgage. What's up, dude?
What's up, my man?
Not much, man. When are we golfing?
I think the next
18th.
18th, I think.
Yeah, 18th, yeah. Over
September.
The vineyard.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got some golf outings coming up, but Rick and I have done quite a few deals. In fact, we just finished one up yesterday, which was a little testy. Here's what we're the point being. Make sure that when you work with an agent, it doesn't have to be me, it can be anybody, make sure that they pick a good title company.
Yeah.
Because a good title company can make your closing go smoothly or it can be a real nightmare.
Yep.
And the title company we were dealing with, and I'm not going to name names, just, you know, for the sake of, I don't want to get sued.
It wasn't local.
However, it was not good. One of the biggest things in real estate, and it doesn't matter whether it be title companies, lenders, agents, insurance, whoever, is communication and follow through and follow up, right? And this title company would not really communicate with us, wouldn't let us really know what's going on. I haven't even seen the settlement statement yet.
You haven't?
No, I don't think they even sent me a settlement statement. Okay, thank you. So, I mean, but these are the kinds of things that, so a settlement statement. So before you close on a house, whether you are buying or selling, there is a settlement statement that your agent should receive prior to the closing. And the reason being is you want to see that settlement statement so you can find out if there are any errors, obviously to make sure that, you know, commissions are right.
Yeah.
However, but there's also, you know, there are, like, let's say, for example, you get a home warranty, right? What if the title company forgets to put that home warranty on the settlement statement, no matter who's paying for it? And we had this happen with a deal. The clients bought a home. They were contacting me because they were having a problem with, I believe it was the furnace. And the furnace, even though checked out okay with the inspection, but, you know, six, seven months down the road, it was conking out. It was having issues. So they wanted to call the home warranty company to have them come out and take a look at it. Well, guess what? The home warranty was never put on the settlement statement. And if that, you know, now so we got to backtrack. We got to go back and see, okay, was it in the contract? Yes, it was in the contract. Okay. So why wasn't it on the settlement statement? So then we got to get in touch with the title company. The title company goes back through their records and they find out that, oh shoot, we missed it.
They pay for it.
And then they had to pay for it. Right. So that is why it's critically
important.
Your
lender should have caught that.
Huh?
Your lender should have caught that too, going over to CD.
Yeah, that's very true. So, but again, those are the things. That's why communication, follow up and follow through are so important, because, you know, that home warranty is it's a great tool. And hopefully you never have to use it, but in situations like this where you have to use it, if there's a mess up, you'd be looking at thousands of dollars.
Especially if the seller's paying for it.
Right. Especially So, you're looking at thousands of dollars not only in repair, but also what if you have to replace the whole system? The home warranty is there to cover you for that if you have one of something, you know, where you have to replace a furnace or an air conditioner or a refrigerator or whatever. So the bottom line is, you know, the title companies, you know, and I work with, there are only like three title companies that I will work with. Reason being is because I've had experience with them. They all do great work. And they've never, you know, they've never
communication with either me or another lender, both of us.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and the communication with the seller side too, really.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and you know, and there are times when, you know, I may miss an email. If I miss it, you know,
several.
Thank you. I know. I'm busy.
I'll shoot you a text, John. Check your email.
Yeah, check your email. Well, and but the title company does the same thing. These title companies, so they're like, hey, Sean, you know, I shot you an email. Did you get it? I'm like, oh, shoot. Yeah, let me go back and check that. So, you know, those, because we all have to stay on task, because at the end of the day, we have to make sure that our clients are taken care of, that when they get to the closing table, that before they get the keys, you know, because they review all these documents, and the settlement statement is the first thing. Anyway. But the title company has to make sure that those, everything's all accurate. They've got to communicate with the lender so they can balance the settlement statement with the loan disclosures. So it's critically important. But in this case, this title company just flat out sucked.
Yeah. And I hate it when you buy a property like that where it's mandated that the seller picks the title company. And because most of the time it's a larger out of state.
Yeah.
You know, or even if it's out of the city, if it's like Northern and Columbus or something like that, it's still, the communication's not there.
Well, so that actually raises a question, right? As an agent, I look at an MLS listing and my client wants to go look at it, and in the comments it says seller prefers XYZ title company. There is not a law that requires me as the agent.
Not in Hamilton County. Franklin County, the seller picks it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. But in Hamilton County, if you're selling a home and, you know, your agent can say, well, we want to use this title company, the buyer agent can say, no, this is the title company we work with. We have no problem.
Negotiation, problems. Yeah.
Yeah. And more often than not, there really isn't a lot of pushback. Now, why a seller would want to use a particular title company is because, well, they probably had experience with them.
Yeah, from my experience, you know what it is?
What?
They know the owner.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Like it's the attorney for the title company is either the family attorney or they've used them in the past for something.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the times, and that's when it's a smaller title company, it's more of an attorney that has a title company.
Right.
You know, and then it takes them 2 weeks to get a commitment when it should take like 48 hours.
Okay. You know? Yeah, exactly. but the bottom line is, you know, understand that if you are buying a home and the seller is requesting this, whatever title company they prefer, just know that you and your agent can say, no, you know, I'd prefer this title company, because, you know, every title company is a little bit different. You know, some are better than others. However, you know, as agents, you know, we tend to work with who we're comfortable with because we've had experience. We know the work that they do, and we're confident that they're going to get the deal to the closing table without too many issues.
Yeah, and it's normally when you deal with a title company, and most of the time the buyer doesn't really deal with the title company unless there's like a lien that pops up or something like that.
Right.
But it's the communication and it's the interior. It's not just the closers or the reps. It's the interior, the people that work for the title company that, you know, the processor of it,
uh-huh,
that pulls the payoffs, that verifies liens and stuff, that if you have a good relationship with, if there's an issue anywhere that pops up on a title, say the seller has a lien that's 15 years old,
mm-hmm,
you know, they'll get on, if you know someone that works in there, they'll get in and clear it pretty quickly. But if
don't,
then you bring it up, it kind of goes through the change. Well, so-and-so is working on it, then so-and-so is working on it, so-and-so is working on it. So it is, you're right, it does. Title company relationships are very big, and we found out yesterday's closing why.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because when you're, you know, when you have, you know, too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so as the saying goes,
and we got lucky yesterday that they end up being a lot less there bringing to close than what I originally told them.
Well,
it could have been the other way.
Could have been the other way around. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so there's some, you know, just some wisdom and some food for thought. So also on the show today, we have Christopher Smitherman, who will be coming up here in about 10 minutes to talk a little bit about some of the goofiness, once again, that is going on with the lack of leadership in this city. I, you know, and again, and I've said this before, folks, why bring up, you know, violence and all this stuff in the city? because it affects real estate in a very dramatic way. Who is going to want to live in OTR? Who is going to want to live in the West End? Who is going to want to buy, or you know, buy real estate?
North College Hill.
North College Hill. When you see, you know, shootings, and of course, you know, the news is going to, obviously, that's their number one thing. If somebody gets shot, if there's an accident, if there's a police chase, if there's a fire, if something burns down, you know, if somebody gets run over, I mean, that's always going to be a lead story because that's clickbait. Everybody wants to see, oh my gosh, you know. So, but again, you see this pattern happen over and over and over and over again. And people aren't going to want to live in downtown in the urban core. And, you know, you have, you know, faulty leadership down there that wants to say, oh, well, everything's great and we're building these, you know, beautiful, you know, speed bumps and all this great stuff and blah, 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 blah. It's like, dude, you know, you understand that your first priority when you take the oath of office to be on city council or the mayor of this city, who's an absolute clown, you know, your first priority is to take care and keep the citizens of the city safe. Yep. Guess what, dude? You ain't doing it.
It's the mayor, but it's also all of council.
I mean, they're culpable as well. You can't, you can't just put the finger on the mayor who can't make his car payments, by the way. You look at city council and, you know, they're a bumbling flock of fools. No, I wouldn't necessarily say all of them. I mean, I have a little respect for Scotty Johnson because, you know, he was a former police officer and I respect police officers immensely. I mean, if I see a cop on the street, I don't have any problem going up and shaking his hand and saying thank you for your service.
I've got several friends that are policemen in Cincinnati.
Well, you've got some fire.
A couple of them are younger.
Yeah.
Like they're in their first and second years and they're stationed, I think it's District 2, which is on the west side over.
It's like Price Hill area?
It's rough.
Oh, yeah.
It's rough. He's gotten his butt kicked like 4 or 5 times already. You know, it's crazy.
Well, and I think, you know, in my opinion, I think a lot of that also goes back to education because, you know, when kids aren't going to schools. They feel like school is an option. It's not a priority or it's not mandatory. You have, you know, a lack of accountability, whether it be from the parental side or from the children's side.
Well, at North College Hill, you heard the principal, right? In the first 3 days.
Oh, 3
11
days.
11 expulsions.
11 expulsions.
11. And so he came out and had a, you know, I don't know if you've heard it on the radio or the news. He came out and gave like this is not a school thing. This is not a city council thing. This is a home thing.
He's spot on. That's right. I saw that.
He is spot on.
He is dead on.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? And it's finally somebody has the courage to step up and say what needs to be said.
Yeah.
Right? It is truly.
He's going to get kicked back. He's a principal of.
Dude.
Or as a superintendent. He's a superintendent of the school.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And, you know my mom, right? Yeah. My mom was a teacher for 30 years in Forest Hills. If I got in trouble, whether it be grade school or high school, you know, my teachers and principals would say, you know what, Sean, we can discipline you, but you know, we're going to send you home to your mother.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was the scary. That was more scary than
but
anything
there's
else.
There's none of that now,
huh?
There's especially in the areas, you know, that we're talking about. I don't think there is any. There's no like kids
discipline.
Are out till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, doing God knows what.
Right.
You know, and then they're not going to school.
And curfew. Yeah, right. Yeah. No, I mean, the absenteeism rate, I think, in CPS is outrageous. But anyway, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Christopher Smitherman's going to give us some of his wisdom on all of this. And I hope you're having a good Saturday and you're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
He sold more than 75 million records. An evening with the iconic Kenny G. With a very special live concert performance. November 15th, Taft Theater. Hear the songs that made Kenny G the number one instrumental musician of the modern era. Reserved seats are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Taft Theater box office. An evening with the iconic Kenny G.
When you need the expertise of a top-notch plumbing company, it's Zins Plumbing you ought to call. Oh, they may be at the bottom of the alphabetical listing, but the service and pricing of Zins Plumbing puts them at the head of the class. They don't keep you waiting for hours on end on appointment calls. Zins Plumbing works within a two-hour time frame, so you don't waste your time waiting for a service technician. And when a Zins plumber comes to solve your problem, you can feel confident the job will be done right. With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know what the cost will be before they start. They bill on a flat rate basis instead of an inefficient hourly billing system. Zins state-of-the-art trucks carry thousands of parts to complete your job with no needless delays. Well-trained professional plumbing technicians and courteous customer service are the hallmark of Zins Plumbing. It's a local family business proudly serving Greater Cincinnati since 1976. They can probably schedule your appointment today. Give Zins Plumbing a call at 681-2501. 681-2501. Zins Plumbing.
There is a story in every piece of land. Let Bud Herbert Motors help you tell yours with a new John Deere compact tractor. John Deere One Family compact tractors have exclusive time-saving quick attach features like Auto Connect Drive over mower decks, quick park loaders, and iMatch rear hitch, all backed up by a best-in-class 6-year powertrain warranty. Don't speak tractor? That's okay. The sales professionals at Bud Herbert Motors have over 5 generations of experience. They can explain it all. Bud Herbert Motors, Cincinnati's hometown equipment dealer, online at budherbertmotors.com.
The Tri-State Antique Market is Indiana's largest monthly antiques and vintage-only market. The market is always the first Sunday of the month from May through October and features at least 200 vendors selling a wide variety of furnishings, collectibles, home and garden decor, jewelry, and pop culture memorabilia. Adult admission is just $5 at the Tri-State Antique Market, September 6th at the Lawrenceburg Fairgrounds, 1 mile west of Exit 16 from I-275 on the corner of U.S. 50 and Hollywood Boulevard. Visit LawrenceburgAntiqueShow.com.
WDJO. Okay, welcome back, everyone, to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about lack of leadership, lack of fundamentals that need to be addressed by the leadership of this city. And you know, it's always good to have a voice that echoes what we've talked about and is trying to make a difference out there. So my good friend, who's former vice mayor of the city of Cincinnati and NAACP president, Mr. Christopher Smith. I mean, Christopher, are you with us this morning?
Uh-oh. We lost them.
Hang on. Technical difficulties. Christopher, are you there?
Nope.
Did we lose him?
Guess not.
Okay. Well, we'll just we'll let Dan, our producer, try and sort that out. So, before we get to Christopher here, I got a couple of announcements I want to make. I've talked about this in the past, and my gym that I go to, Iron Sharpens Iron Gym. They are having a Pins for Purpose bowling tournament coming up on September 25th. It's Friday from 6 to 10 p.m. They're looking for bowlers and they're looking for sponsors. And this is a great event because all proceeds are going to flow into their Thanksgiving food drive. And last year, Iron Sharpens Iron, I think, fed close to 1,000 families with Thanksgiving, you know, turkey and mashed potatoes and yams and all kinds of good stuff. So they buy, you know, they take donations and they buy all the food and they box it up at the gym and they go and distribute it for the Thanksgiving holiday. So it's really great. Oh, and the other great thing, too, since Iron Sharpens Iron is the gym I go to, I hit my 200th training class today.
Nice.
Yeah. 200. Can you imagine 200 times I've gone to that gym for personal training? And you know what? As I've said, I've never felt better. So, Dan, are we good now? Do you think we got Christopher on the line? Yep, Christopher, are you there with us this morning?
I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, partner. How you doing? Sorry about the technical glitch there. Good to hear your voice.
No problem. Good to hear yours. I started off by just agreeing with both of you that leadership matters. It's not a punchline.
Yeah. No.
So whether we're in our homes, leadership matters. It matters in our businesses. It matters in our churches. It matters in our community. And it certainly matters in the mayor's office and on city council. And so if being the mayor was about cutting ribbons or traveling around the country, mm-hmm. Our current mayor would be great.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is that cities like Cincinnati have real problems. So it requires a strong leader to deal with them. And we just don't have that in this mayor. And we don't have it collectively in the council. There might be one council member or woman that's one off, but collectively as a body, that means five members of nine who are moving the city in a direction where you just simply said, Sean, our number one objective is keep our citizens safe.
Amen.
And so when you wake up and you think about OTR or Westwood, right? Are you sure our officers who did this big chase and they were hurt?
Yeah.
Their cars crashed. I mean, this just happened in the last 48 hours. Yeah. You have really no response from the mayor or the city council. And that, I think, is what is so alarming with this current administration.
And Christopher, he was just let go too, wasn't he? The guy was on the chase, wasn't he?
This guy has been arrested for, threatening to murder somebody. He's been arrested for fentanyl. I mean, he's got a rap sheet probably about, as long as I-75 between, Miami and Detroit. And, this judge let him off on his own recognizance bond. Well, what do you think was going to happen? You think this clown is going to go out there and be a model citizen? No. He ends up doing this crap. And, a almost mother and her child almost lost their lives yesterday or Thursday, whenever this happened.
Yeah, it's a consistent problem with our Hamilton County judges, and you both know that the penicillin to this is voting.
Right.
Meaning, at the end of the day, like Michael Jackson said, that song called Man in the Mirror.
Yeah.
Meaning, we have an election in November, so there's a message that we could send if collectively we can come together and say, listen, this is not about whether you're a Democrat or Republican or independent or whatever. This is just about basic common sense around kind of, hey, we want to be safe. We want to make sure that we have jobs. We want to make sure that property taxes or income taxes are low. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure seniors are protected. I don't know we want to make sure education, you were talking about North College Hill. We want to make sure that we have good public education. I could go with law enforcement, firefighters. We could go through a list of things.
Yeah.
The problem is that right now, everybody is so partisan. It's just like we're all running to our corners. And the political parties are benefiting from that. But at the end of the day, we have an election in November. I support Vivek Ramaswamy, not just because I support Vivek Ramaswamy. It's just not like, oh, I support him. It's like, listen, we need a leader in the state of Ohio that will prioritize everybody's values. We have two choices, not three. I'm choosing Vivek for the governorship in order to keep our cities like Columbus and Cincinnati and Toledo and Cleveland safer than they currently are today. That's my top priority. And I just believe that he's going to bring those state resources to education or to bring it to law enforcement.
Yep.
I don't want to wake up and look like Virginia. They made a mistake.
Yeah, they sure did.
And they're regretting that. They're regretting that mistake. I don't want Ohio to look like that.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And, in the case of Virginia, and I've talked about this with friends before. I mean, it was a pure bait and switch. This Governor Spanberger, I mean, she came across as this moderate and, she's going to look after. And as soon as she got in the office, ripped apart everything that the previous governor had done and started implementing all these new taxes and all these new restrictions and all these new executive orders that basically, hurt every single citizen within that state. And you're right. I tend to be down the middle. Now, I do lean conservative. I'll admit that. However, I try to give equal opportunity for any candidate. I'll watch them. I'll listen to them and see what they have to say. My impression of Amy Acton is that this woman does not have any backbone at all. If there's some kind of major crisis that's going to come up and affect this state or affect one of our cities, I don't think she has the first clue as to how to solve it.
Well, we've already seen it with COVID.
Yeah, we already saw it. We already saw it with COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you, and the COVID is a great example. Like when you think about, I'm just reflecting now. Now I want to give I want to give all leaders in this period of time, and I think both of you do, some grace.
Yep.
Meaning in the first couple of months, we didn't know what was going on.
Right.
Like if you looked at New York, you saw people, you know, being brought out, their bodies being put in freezers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we didn't quite know. But it became clear, right, like 6 months in or 3 months in or 9 months in, that there was something that we could do about it. And it wasn't shut down all of our bars, shut down the bars and restaurants, shut down the churches, right? But keep Lowe's and Hyde Park, or keep not Hyde Park, but Lowe's and keep a Home Depot open, and then turn around and say, hey, listen, where you work out, because Sean, you were talking about where you work out, all those, many of those places went under during COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were all shut down. But our liquor stores were open.
Right. Yeah. And our schools were closed.
Yeah, schools were closed. But yeah.
So I'm just affirming to you that that's kind of what I'm thinking about her running. Like there was just all this kind of like misfires on her decision making.
Oh,
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that in the governor's office at all.
No.
And Vivek Ramaswamy is the person. It doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat listening to this show, whether you're a Republican or an independent, if you want to move Ohio, and this is not just like a stump speech for him, I'm dead serious. If you want to move Ohio in a direction and not look like Virginia, Vivek is the only person you can vote for in this race, no question.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to the first debate.
Yeah.
Look, I'm looking for the, where's the debate?
Oh, my gosh.
You can't find the other candidate. I want these two to debate.
Oh, I would love to see that.
I'd love to see that.
Well, and Christopher, you know, to your point, I mean, I have not really heard or understood or even see what her platform is. What are her plans? What does she want to do? Vivek has actual plans. He has actual goals and things that he wants to achieve. Right, whether it be through property taxes, whether it be through education, you know, I think Amy Acton just wants to, you know, keep everything status quo and just, you know, have that little title next to her name. Like, again, she does not have a backbone.
She doesn't. Sean, I want to say something because I know I don't have a lot of time, and I want to ask your listening audience and you for a little grace this morning. I want to say something that's a little controversial, but it is very true.
Please go ahead.
So the Democratic Party, as we move into Labor Day, I am a Black American, and I've been watching them discover Black America right after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden now, Black Lives Matter yard signs go up.
Mm.
You know, they started coming to Black churches. They start coming to festivals. The politicians start like going after Black American votes. They get their talking heads out there saying, you know, pushing racial identity kinds of things to gender up these emotions in Black America.
Yeah.
We Black Americans have to begin to wake up and say, listen, you're not going to use us anymore. We're not going to let our public schools go down the drain or have crime crazy in our neighborhoods with grandma locked in her house. Her husband has passed away. She can't even go out of her house worried about being hurt. My point is, I could give numerous examples, but I just want to say the Democratic Party, they begin to find Black Lives Matter going into Labor Day weekend, and it is shameful.
Yeah,
I am so sick of it. I don't want to see any of their literature in my house. I don't want them knocking on my door. I don't want to see them showing up to my church. It just infuriates me, and I call it the Jerry Maguire time. This is when Jerry Maguire in the movie, Tom Cruise was playing Jerry Maguire, sitting in his office screaming, "I love the Black man."
Yeah.
And so they seem to be looking. They seem to be looking, and I'm serious about this. And this is my last point.
Sure.
They're looking for that crisis, that thing that happens somewhere 700, 900 miles away from wherever you live. And they say, aha, a police-involved shooting. This happened. It's unclear what happened. But this is what's bad. It's ICE is bad. Worry about them.
Yep.
Worry about the police. Worry about the boogeyman. Worry about the white man. The white man has his foot on your neck. They do all of that to deflect away from their very bad public policy, their records. And I'm saying, Black America, we have got to turn the corner and do something better in this election.
You know what, Christopher? You couldn't be more correct.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, yes. we'll keep our fingers crossed and say a prayer that we don't get any kind of national, you know, something or other that is going to fuel that flame, because, you know, and it's not it's everybody gets manipulated by politicians, the media, and the government. But at the same time, those of us that have common sense and can, you know, listen to the words of, like, listen to your words, or listen to my words, or listen to Vivek's words, or people that actually care and want to do something to make this state and make this country better, hopefully those voices will be louder than the crap that's going to be coming from some of these other places.
Yeah, the billions of dollars
they
spend.
Thank you so much, guys. And thank you for allowing me to come on and express that.
Always.
I hope your listening audience will allow me to provide some clarity on some of these racial things that are very difficult to talk about, but they are very real. And you are not my enemy. Just because you're white, you are not my enemy. Just because I'm black, I'm not your enemy.
No.
We have to make sure that the politicians don't divide us between Labor Day and November for their good, for their manipulation. And I'm letting you know, it is coming. I don't know what they're going to pull, but it's coming. We should all be ready for it.
Well, yes, sir. Well, we'll have you on next week to talk about it again, because next weekend is Labor Day. So, all right, Christopher, listen, as always, thank you so much.
Yep,
God bless you. I'll see you soon. And we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is, in just a minute.
Locked out? Just moved in? Need to know your home is really secure? Call the Locksmith Doctor in Westchester. Owner Jim Lang has been a professional locksmith since 1976. That's 50 years of doing it right. The Locksmith Doctor does rekeys, repairs, new locks, home or business. Jim answers the phone himself and gives you an honest estimate. No bait and switch, no surprises. Family owned, bonded, and insured. Open 7 days a week. Call the Locksmith Doctor at 513-257-0489. That's 513-257-0489.
Get ready for an unforgettable night of music with Leonid and Friends, the ultimate tribute to Chicago and beyond. Due to popular demand, a matinee show at 3 p.m. has been added September 27th at Megacorp Pavilion. From the legendary hits from Earth, Wind, and Fire to the soulful grooves of Stevie Wonder, this 11-piece powerhouse brings the energy, the fire, and the iconic sound of America's greatest bands live. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com. Produced by Promo West Productions and Danny Salisco Presents.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for buying gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just for buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside, and just last year, I made nearly $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like extra cash, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back when you fill your tank. Use promo code SPEED to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SPEED for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SPEED for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Lowe's knows the best deals for dad. Hurry to shop our best Father's Day gifts from the brands he loves for less. Keep dad's lawn looking sharp and save $100 on Kobalt's 24-volt self-propelled lawnmower. Plus, get two Bonnie 2.32-quart vegetables and herbs for just $10. Shop the final days of Father's Day deals now. Lowe's knows dads. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 6/18, Bonnie in-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Isn't it time to bring some magic into the real world? Where knights ride in shining armor, and pirates always have a bag of loot. Where everyone is welcome for a toast. Where wonder and fantasy awaits you round every corner. Discover it all at the Ohio Renaissance Festival. Visit RenFestival.com for info and tickets.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is, 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And today, again, we're with my sponsor and my good friend for almost 50 years, Mr. Rick Barrick from All Western Mortgage. And we just had Christopher Smitherman, who is a good friend of mine, and wanted to let everyone know that if you wanted to reach out and follow Christopher or wanted to have some connection with him, you can catch him on X, which is the former Twitter, at Vote Smitherman. So VOTESMITHERMAN, at Vote Smitherman. Go on X. If you have an X account, follow Christopher, and some of those amazing, wonderful pearls of wisdom that he gives us every week, you know, he puts those on his X page. So before we get into our topics, my good friend Bob is calling in and wants to talk to us. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Sean. Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Good morning. Good morning to your friend, too. I'm doing fine. Bob. How about you?
You know what? I'm doing great. Did you hear? Did I hear what I said about my gym? My 200th personal training class today.
Heard that?
Isn't that awesome?
That's an accomplishment. Believe me, you're way above the curve.
Thank you very much. Well, you know what?
Keep it up.
I feel above the curve. I just don't want to get my curves back from 3 years ago.
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah. Exactly. So what's new in your world, my friend?
Well, let me tell you, I missed last week.
It's okay.
My wife had the requirement to go to Trader Joe's at 9 o'clock with 5,000 other people, so we were there for an hour. So,
ooh,
I missed your show. But the week before that, I mentioned a golf trip I took down to the Pinehurst, North Carolina area, and you said you would look up the golf course called Tobacco Road.
Tobacco Road.
You didn't do that, did you?
Well, you know
that's
what?
Okay, that's all right.
I do apologize for that. The last couple weeks. Well, Bob, if you must know, I think besides my real estate business, I'm president of my Rotary Club, and obviously I still do the show. Now, interestingly enough, and here I'll surprise you here. Mike Strands was the designer of Tobacco Road Golf.
Yeah.
That's right. So I did do a little homework, just not enough.
That's right. Well, anyway, of all the courses I've played, and it's been a lot of courses, that is the most striking course I've ever played. And I've been to Pebble Beach. I've played Oakmont. So
you played Oakmont?
Course I have ever played.
Wow,
It is totally amazing. And I took my sons down there to play 2 weeks ago. Went through a company called TobaccoRoadTravel.com. They were very nice. They set up hotels and tea times and everything. And it's just I still think about it. I wish I'd played it when I was better, but anyway, it was just amazing. And
well, interestingly enough, Bob,
if somebody told me about this 20 years ago, I would have played it earlier, and I definitely would have put it on my bucket list of golf things to do.
Well,
it just still blows me away.
Well, I'll tell you what, because Rick and I are both golfers. We play in outings. Okay. What, two, sometimes three a month?
Yep. And this has been a little slower this year, but I'm in two leagues twice a month or twice a week.
So but me, Rick, and a couple of our other golf buddies, we've been talking, and I think past 2 years we've been talking about, you know, getting ourselves together and taking a golf vacation. This might actually be the one. Yeah, we've been because we're trying to pick a place.
It's about 30 minutes away from Pinehurst Number 2. Which we visited.
Yeah.
That wasn't included in our package. But we did play a course called Pine Needles. And Pine Needles is like Pinehurst Number 2 Junior. But it's beautiful. The same topography, the same long muckers with the grass sticking out of them. It's wonderful. And it's called Pine Needles.
Pine Needles.
Well, it's only about 10 minutes away from Pinehurst.
Well, the LPGA has the LPGA has a major tournament that they play there every once in a while. I don't know if it's the U.S. Women's Open or I guess I don't know if it's called the Dinosaur Championship anymore, but
it hasn't been for a long time.
Okay, well, yeah. I don't know. I don't follow the LPGA, yeah. But anyway, the LPGA plays at Pine Needles every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, this Mike Strands is gone now. He unfortunately died of cancer when he was 50 years old, just in the peak of his career. He trained under Tom Fazio, famous golfer.
Oh, yeah.
And then he went out on his own. And he's done several courses, not just that one, but Tobacco Road is his crown jewel. And I will tell you, I would love to hear your opinion if you ever get down there. It still just blows me away. Any course I've ever played.
Well, that is a for sure, Bob. And you know, I've promised myself a vacation at some point. it's not easy. As crazy as my schedule is right now, but rest assured that you know, if I go somewhere, there has got to be good golf, because I'll be on that course pretty
Bob,
much.
Bob, tell him he needs to make time for himself, right?
Yep.
He needs to make time.
It's good to take a little time for yourself, Sean. You're right, Rick.
Yeah. I know. My mother says the same thing. Well, I'm sure some of my listeners are other. My other listeners are saying, yeah, Sean, you need a vacation. Yeah. Well, my last vacation was 2013 to Mexico. It's been work ever since.
Well, this is in Mexico, but it's about a 9-hour drive away, so it won't set you back too much.
This is very true.
You will just be amazed at this course. Just amazed.
Well, yeah,
Said, well, think about it.
I just need to just do it. I can't sit there and say, okay, I just need to do it. Good grief.
You can still work.
I'm not related to anybody down there. I'm not giving a plug for anybody. It's just pure from my heart. Just amazing. I still think about it.
Pure Michigan.
And the only I know a lot about golf course architecture, but the only hole I objected to was number 13, par 5, that zigs and zags through the sand hills. And it's pretty hard to see where the green is.
Oh, is that right?
A little confusing. It's uphill on top of a sandhill, but with the exception of that one shot, Strands did a wonderful job. And I know he's long gone, but I'll tell you, here's to you, Mike. You did one hell of a job. I'll tell you, it's amazing. So file that and get it done and make it and call it tobaccoroadtravel.com, and they will set you up.
Okay, I've written down the website, Bob. Okay, you know, all right. You're tempting me with this, so it's gonna have to happen. I don't know if it'll happen this year because we're getting close to fall and winter, but definitely around the springtime.
Well, we went down a couple weeks ago, and it was hot, but it wasn't unbearable. Now, the first course of the day, we played seven courses in 4 days. So the second course,
seven courses in 4 days. Jeez, old Pete.
Yeah, well. Luckily, I used to go over to Scotland and play two courses a day and carry our bags. We were a little younger then. But anyway, second course of the day in Pinehurst is a little testy, but not unbearable. You're in a golf cart, so.
Right, exactly. If you fancy a good golf resort, go up to Michigan and go to Garland, G-A-R-L-A-N-D, Garland.
Right.
You ever been there?
Yeah. I've been in the area, but never to play golf.
Okay, so. That is a beautiful resort. They've got private cabins, they've got a hotel, but it's all inclusive. It's just a golf resort. There's nothing else. Four championship golf courses. I can't remember who the designer is, and the food is amazing. But the only sounds you will hear are the wind in the trees. That's it. No cars, no nothing. It's just golf and just a beautiful getaway.
Oh, and you get Tobacco Road. It's a little similar. It's out in the hills. They call the Sand Hills of North Carolina.
Yeah,
isolated in trees, and it's just you and the golf course and the dunes
and the dunes.
The dunes.
What's
the sand dunes.
What's that song? The Double Bogey Blues.
Yeah.
No, you may take a few balls. You may lose a few in that course. That's okay. It doesn't matter.
You're all not right. Working.
I'm not working. That's the important thing.
Playing golf.
I'm playing golf.
There you go.
Well, Bob, as always, thank you for calling. It's always good to hear your voice, my friend, and I'm glad you're doing well. And yes, I promise I will go to Topanga Road, just like I promised I'd come up to your art showing a couple months ago. I promise I will go to Tobacco Road Golf with my buddies, and we'll have some fun.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too, my friend. You take care.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Bob. All right. Okay. So thanks, Bob, and we will be back on the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO Where the Music Is in just a minute.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away. Cincinnati Warbirds EAA Squadron 18 presents Lunkin Airport Days, Labor Day weekend, September 5th and 6th, honoring veterans and inspiring a new generation of aviation enthusiasts. There will be iconic historic military aircraft on display, including the B-29 Doc, one of only two B-29s still flying, and the P-51 Gunfighter, plus dozens of other planes. Book a ride in all of these Warbirds or a helicopter. Military vehicles and classic cars on display, plus numerous exhibits and food trucks. Observe a patriotic color guard ceremony at noon on Saturday and Sunday. That's Cincinnati Warbirds Lunkin Airport Days, September 5th and 6th, located at 262 Wilmer Avenue. It's a family-friendly event with free admission and parking. Visit CincinnatiWarbirds.org for more information.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in 5 historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are rating the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
How does your company attract new customers? WDJO sponsors get long-lasting results from advertising with us. Other radio or TV stations may bury your message in a break of a dozen or more spots. WDJO's shorter breaks helps put your business front and center so your message gets heard. Our advertisers return year after year because advertising on WDJO works. Let us show you how your business can benefit from advertising on WDJO. Call Gary Stevens at 513-421-1480 and get WDJO selling for you. WDJO.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO Where the Music Is. 1480 AM, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We have officially rounded third and heading for home. Rick, thanks for hanging out with me today. And
yeah, no problem.
So you play fantasy football, don't you?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to get to my top. Actually, I got two top 10 lists today. All right. These are kind of funny, but I think most people like to try and come up with funny names for their fantasy football team. Mm. So here are...
I'm not going to tell you mine.
No, you can't say that on the air, dude. All right. So here's top 10 teams for 80s, like from the 1980s. So you've got Saved by the Bye Week, Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Married with Draft Regrets.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? ALF, A-L-F, ALF Ways Losing. So like always losing, ALF Ways Losing. Yeah, I know. That's lame.
Lame.
Full House on the Waiver Wire, Cheers to Last Place, Different Strokes, Same Loss, Who's the Boss?
Yeah.
The Commish.
Yeah.
Growing Pains in the Red Zone, Fresh Prince of Bench Air, and Family Ties Broken by This League.
I like this one.
Which one's that?
That.
Saved by the Bye week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So those are for 80s themed shows. All right. So here are 10 that can needle other people in your league. So all talk, no playoffs. Two-time Toilet Bowl finalist. Started the guy on bye again. Bench points champion. I like that one. Mm-hmm. Perennial third place enjoyer. He who trades with the commish. Waiver wire Wendy's employee. Auto drafted and still beating you. Your draft was a cry for help, and last place is a personality now. So there are some creative fantasy football team names. If you're out there and you got your fantasy football drafts coming up, here are some good ideas. Okay, all right. So time to get to a real estate topic, since you know this is a real estate show, and we kind of need to talk about that. I've talked about this for the last several weeks. You know, the market has really shifted, and is it a full blown buyer's market right now? Maybe not, but it's getting darn close. So, how is Cincinnati's rising inventory? Could it favor buyers? And I think it can. So, if you've been waiting for a more comfortable time to buy a home in Cincinnati, the fall of this year may offer something you have not had in a while: more choices, more time to think, and more room to negotiate. Right, and that's true. The market is not experiencing a fire sale. Prices are holding near $350,000 on average. Mortgage rates remain around 6.67. Now, is that pretty close?
Pretty close.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and now a lot of people talk about, though, rates being one of their key issues as to why they're waiting, you know, on the sidelines. One of the things, and you know, maybe, and you can echo this, rates are kind of irrelevant, because you marry the house, you buy the rate.
Yeah.
Or you date the rate, right?
You date the rate, by the way. Yeah. Marry the house. But I mean, a lot of people also don't realize is that 6.5, 6.7 is a pretty good rate
historically,
you know, but everybody got spoiled with the 2% and the 3% when we went through COVID,
right?
When they fed everything to the bond market, so it went, which is great, you know, but you can take that for what it is and say, if rates dip again, you can always refinance. If you're good with the payment that's what you need to worry about, is your payment,
right?
Not your rate. Interest is, yes, you're going to be paying interest, but it's over 30 years. The odds of you being in that house for 30 years and not either refinancing or moving is slim to none.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So you just got to, it's the payment you have to be really going over and be worried about.
Well, and that's something that, you know, I review with clients or buyers as we go through the house. I mean, there's an app that I use where I can project just as a ballpark, and I don't say this is what your payment's going to look like. This is it. I just say this is a ballpark of what your payment's going to look like, because there are other factors,
taxes,
that come into play.
Insurance, taxes,
right?
PMI.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And well, and the rate that, you know, I put into that app isn't necessarily going to be the rate that you pay, mm-hmm. right? There are opportunities to buy the rate down, right? So for folks who aren't too sure, how does that work?
Well, buying the rate down means it's a discount point. A point is a percent of whatever your loan amount is. So say if you offer your interest rate without paying additional money for it is say 6.5, and you can pay a point, which is 1%, to get it down to 6.25. Okay.
Okay.
But what you have to look at, a good loan officer is going to break this down for you, is how much you're paying for that interest rate and the difference between the payment and how long it's going to make you up for that money you're taking out of your savings. So if you're paying, say, just for round numbers, $200,000 house.
Sure.
Okay. Or your loan amount is $200,000, and you're paying 1% to get the rate down, you know, from 6.5 to 6.1. Okay. And the difference in your payment, because again, it's amortized over 30 years,
right,
is only going to be like $70. How long is it going to take you to make up that $2,000?
Oh, that's
instead of keeping
true.
It in your bank. You know, so I put it out there, and obviously we'll do whatever you want if you want to do that and buy down the interest rate like that. But you've got to lay it out there for them so they understand, like, and they, I mean, like the buyers understand that it's going to take you 7 years to make up that money.
And I don't think a lot of people realize that.
Right.
So really, the thing, I think it's not the rate, it's the payment.
It's the payment.
It's what you can, what you feel you can afford.
Yeah. And right. I mean, there's two things that can change your payment, go higher. Your taxes go up.
Yeah.
Or your insurance goes up.
Well, and in Claremont County, just I think they are, have started to revalue properties and homes.
Yeah.
I think another 20. Yeah, my you know, it makes absolutely no sense. Now, mom is calling an appraiser to have, you know, to contest her, you know, her valuation.
I gave her one too.
Yeah, well, yeah. The one I gave her, she never called her back. Again, we talked about title companies, same thing with appraisers. So her home was valued at around $300,000 3 years ago. Now they're saying it's worth $500,000. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's beyond ridiculous.
Yeah. So you can fight it. I mean, you got to wait till the next fiscal year. You know, after she got to wait till January. But you can fight it. You have an appraised value, and then that appraised, you can have an appraiser come out. You pay for it out of your own pocket. They'll come out and appraise it, and you could take that appraisal to the county and say, here's what it's worth. Yeah, not yours. When a tax appraisal is normally lower than what your house is.
It should be,
It should be. You know,
in reality,
when you double it like that, especially when you're dealing with the elderly and their taxes go up and all that stuff, it's insane. It is insanity.
Well, and again, and that's what's leading to some of this rise in inventory, because people don't want to be around in areas where they're going to keep doing this.
Yeah.
Right. If you keep jacking up home values just so you can get additional revenue from property taxes, people aren't going to want to live in that area. So you see a rise in inventory. But the other problem is, too, is that since we were talking about buyers' interest rates and whatever, buyers are sitting on the sidelines simply because they see that, you know, they have more to choose from. But where they go into an area where they know, if they do their research or if their agent does the research for them, to tell them that, hey, you know, property taxes in this area, this is why, you know, this is why homes in this area are come on the market so frequently, because property taxes have gone up another 20-30%.
Yeah. And the schools.
And the schools.
Yeah. The schools are a big thing, like West Claremont. I mean, they got rid of two high schools into one.
Right.
You know, and the taxes are going to be going on a levy now for that school.
Well, and Cincinnati Public is the same thing. They're going to be asking for...
That's going to fail miserably.
That's going to fail. There is no... at least I hope it fails. Well, I don't want to say...
For the kids and stuff.
For the kids, right. But the challenge, and we've talked about this
before.
Manage
your money.
Thank you.
Manage your money.
You need to be... Are you listening, City Hall? Is somebody at City Hall listening?
Manage your money.
You need to be fiscally responsible. You at Cincinnati Public Schools, you need to be fiscally responsible. Don't sit there and say, because our budgets are getting cut or you ran out of COVID money, that's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah.
There is a way to actually manage your money and not have to cut all these programs. And what all you're doing is hurting the kids and you're hurting the citizens of the city.
You could take any CPA, business CPA, and I would love to see them go through their budget. They'd be like, why are you spending this much money, you know?
Oh, yeah. We'd have way too much fun with that. Okay, well, so there you go, folks. Some pearls of wisdom. Lots of options for buyers. And, Rick, thank you again.
No
How can my listeners get a hold of you for a refinance or a home purchase?
Email's rbarrick@allwestern.com. And then 513-383-2923.
All right. All right, folks. Well, another great week on the Did You Know Real Estate Show. I hope everyone has a great weekend. Thanks, Bob and Christopher, for calling in, and we'll catch you all next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.